Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Yep, three homers. That just happened. Welcome back. In This League. That's Scott Bogman right there. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
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 How are you?
Who are you going to do this show with when I die?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
Who would I do it with?
Don't know.
Maybe I'll.
That's why I was asking.
A revolving chair.
Yeah, yeah. Just a new co-host every single week. How about that?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't last. You're the likable one.
It's true. What, are you going to go get a bunch of unlikable people to replace me?
Yeah, that'd be kind of hard. Probably find them on Twitter.
It wouldn't be hard. You could find them. They're not hard to find. Just look on Twitter. Yeah. They'll make themselves known.
Yeah, just pop them in there. Nah, ITL would be done. We'd be done.
I'm looking at the, so you had, what's the most liked thing that you've had on Twitter? Because you have something like Francisco Lindor. Didn't get like 6,000 times or something?
Oh, I don't think I have anything like that. But yeah, I've had some prospect ones. Like the most recent that comes to mind was like Alec Thomas, who's the Diamondbacks prospect. Like, I think I got his, like, one of his pro debuts or something like that. And it was like 500 or 600 or something like that. Like, that's my range of likes.
Did you look at the impressions? Like, did you look at the analytics?
Oh, I mean, I don't remember, but it's like something insane.
Yeah, because my Super Carl's Jr. one has 14,836 impressions.
Yeah, with the prospect video ones, it was like over 100,000, that type of stuff.
Ah,
but,
okay.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Well, but no, felt good, but that's okay.
Well, no, but like,
I'm just going to go on Amazon and look for nooses. So okay,
but put this into perspective. People actually care. What do you think the one thing I've ever done that's been just me that's been viral? Zero. Zero. Zero.
You're zero. Getting a response from Manziel was pretty good.
Okay. You know what? I forgot. That might have been. That was probably. You reminded me. That was the number one thing I think I've ever done. And that was the big one was the. Yeah. Me.
You should think about your good things more.
I should.
The bad things.
My things. I should think about my things more. The Johnny Manziel thing. That was probably the most viral. I do think if we were to do Meet You at the Drive-Thru, that would have some viral potential.
I think what we should do
How
is...
How do we make it happen?
We do it and we sell it only through drive-thrus.
Ooh, we could like...
You can't even go into Jack in the Box to get it or Carl's Jr. or wherever.
They just get in a bag like it's a Happy Meal. Like it's their prize. Like it'll be faces of us. Of like little tokens, little ITL tokens, and then they
but
get
instead
their
of a
album.
Happy Meal, it's called a Fatty Meal. A Fatty Meal.
I like that.
A fatty then, is something else, the Welsh.
So. Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's a drug.
Oh, yeah.
Roll like, a Fatty.
Yeah, roll a Fatty. Or a or a category on the hub.
Or that's BBW. You don't say Fatty.
Oh, that's not allowed?
No, it's not. It's probably allowed. I haven't typed it in, so I don't know.
I'm sure.
If they look like me, way too much weight. Are you kidding me?
Maybe what we could do, finally, is we could be like the guys at the gas station. So we'll walk up, be like, yo, what's up, man? Be like, here, I want to give you this album. And then we put it in their hand, and we'll be like, yo, that was a lot of work, you know, like $10. Put $10. And they're like, oh, no, I don't want that. Like,
just get a shift at the Carl's Jr. and hand it out with the meals.
Yeah, so. Put it in the bags and stuff like that. If we get Carl's Jr. on this, this would be great. The advertising possibilities we're putting are great. But just putting it out there, if we could find... We just have to make it financially make sense. We got to make something here. We got to make this work. If we could make Meet You at the Drive-Thru, we will do it. B-side is podcast. A-side is five originals.
Because you're in the drive-thru.
Yeah, Meet You in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have also
to
make
sure we're getting it right for when we put it together. So.
We'd have to have someone do the original music. Because I feel like these are all country songs, but we do have someone in the ITL Army, like Rob, is like an accomplished pianist.
we could
do a piano version.
Some like super opera-y music.
Oh, we could do it like the Piano Man, like Meet me at the drive-thru, man. Let's all eat some fries. We can have a double Western, and then we'll all die.
I'll put those glasses on, but instead of like sparkles on them, there's just big cheeseburgers over the top of them. Wear a hot dog hat. Hot dog man. Covered in chili and mustard and onions.
Oh no, we just killed it with two singles right there. Give me a break. We just murdered that.
Hot dog man. Oh, it's going to be the best song ever. The problem is going to be recording it and not laughing during it.
It will be. And then we'll have Rob just do the piano. Oh, man, that's it. I mean, we just nailed it. It's so beautiful. So,
oh, my God.
Maybe we'll get lucky enough that someone will want it and we'll do it. I don't know how we'll do it, but it's the best ideas are born here. The best ideas are born out of frustration and, I don't know, desperation. Desperation, right. Probably it. That's why In This League is here. Out of desperation, we're like, Bachman, we got to do something. We're getting old.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, you know what? It's working so far, so yeah. Let's keep going.
I do feel like someone we grew up with out here, speaking of Diamondbacks, was Justin Upton. And Justin Upton out 8 to 12 weeks. Remember when there was a slight little injury and they're like, ah, it should be okay? And then now he's out for 12 weeks.
Well, turf toe is no joke, man. Like, that's what retired Deion Sanders for real. So.
I talked about it on the Black Book. Like, that knocked me out for months.
You talked about your harrowing tale of dealing with turf. How did you get turf toe?
It was really dumb. It was playing football. It was like 13. We were playing like a game of football. Do you remember? Actually.
Oh, yeah. I was probably there.
No, you weren't. It was actually in the.
You were at the drive through. You weren't there.
I was going to meet you there.
When I was 13. Yeah. So.
It was the complex that you used to live in that I also used to live in. Like, was it La Pravada or something like that?
Yeah, La Pravada.
Yep, there's this, like, long grass patch, and you're just, like, throwing the football around. And I think we had, like, I had a sandal. I don't know what it was, but I took my shoes off.
Took my shoes off.
And there were these, like.
M'lady.
And there were just, like, these strips. And then on the outside of the grass, it would go up. And I was running, and then I caught my toe in full run. While I just had, I think I had socks on or something like that, into the ground. And then the nail fractured. It was horrible.
Dude, they're looking at Zach Greinke right now, and I know you're delayed behind me, but I just want you to see him not blink for like 30 seconds when it pops up. I did not mean to interrupt your story, as we're recording this, dude, you need to look for Zach Greinke popping up on your screen.
Remember when I told you the Zach Greinke story when I was out there? He never blinks. I've never seen Zach Greinke blink in his life. He is
creepy, dude.
He is creepy as hell. He is weird.
Like, we sign Greinke, we make the playoffs, everything's great, and then it's like, you remember that scene in Step Brothers when they're going to get the job with Seth Rogen at like the, they fart and he goes, you know what? Now I'm starting to regret this. You know what?
Now the tuxedos are kind of weird.
Effed up, right?
Yeah.
Now this contract seems a little effed up right here. So.
Yeah, it does. Guacamole.
But anyway, you're talking about your harrowing tale of dealing with turf toe when you were 13.
No, I'm just saying that's all that it was. And I heard it was bleeding everywhere. Oh, yeah, there's Greinke. Look at him. He's just sitting there.
Yeah, see?
Not blinking.
His
neck is way too big for his head now, too.
Why does he have such a giraffe neck?
It's weird. His head got small. It's what happens when you don't eat guacamole.
You're a fat guy with a tiny head.
That's what it looks like. But, that was it. And it was excruciatingly painful, and it lasted for a while, and it wasn't being able to walk correctly. It couldn't, like, run for a long time, and it just – I mean, I also probably didn't, properly take care of it. But, thanks, Mom. That type of stuff. But, it was brutal. And I mean, my nail is like still screwed up to this day. And, it was bad. So, I mean, I get it. I totally get it. And with actual proper, doctors and actual medical attention, he'll probably be able to recover from this fine. But Upton, I remember us in drafts talking about like, oh man, look at Upton. He keeps falling. What a deal. Not so much.
That's because everyone else had a crystal ball and we didn't apparently. Yeah. So. 8 to 12 weeks. Any thoughts on replacing him? Who are you grabbing now?
Anybody.
Just anybody else?
On the planet.
on the planet.
Yeah. I mean, Domingo Santana was still like, you were playing in a 10-man league, still unowned.
Right.
That's
right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and he's pretty high on this list.
What about Max Kepler? What's Max Kepler's ownership at?
I'll
bet you Yahoo it's under 55%.
Maybe.
I'll bet you.
He was 155 or something.
On Yahoo? Long.
Yeah, like pre-rank.
No.
Max Kepler was 188. Right. He's 61% owned. Nah, so you're close.
That's pretty close. So
yeah.
Maybe
how
Kepler's
about Nico Goodrum? How about that?
Yeah, that's fine. No? Yeah, I like the flexibility. I like Nico. I got Nico on a team or two.
That's kind of why I like him too. I mean, I know we're looking for a longer term replacement, of course, but
how about
you take
Steven
Jock?
Souza? Oh wait, no. Uh-huh. Yes, I would. Especially in any OBP based leagues. That's another guy to consider. I think Jock, do you remember he was like almost traded to the White Sox in the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, and the Reds. He was almost in the deal. So.
I think there's a lot to prove from him right now. And Verdugo is getting a little bit of time, which is interesting because now what does this outfield look like? You've got Chris Taylor, who's super utility. You've got Bellinger. You've got Jock. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Verdugo.
I don't think that. Did Taylor play either game?
I think
he start either game?
No, I don't think he started. Well, he's super utility now.
So, okay. So,
I need to look.
Hernandez, Pollock. Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, stupid Pollock. Yeah,
so he
clearly
did. Chris Taylor started and left in the second game. Bellinger started. So he started over Jock against a lefty.
And then they've also got Verdugo on the roster. So they've essentially got five outfielders. So,
So Jock is a little shaky. How about Ramon Laureano? Like,
clearly, what is his ownership?
Laureano, but he's hitting like I think nine, right? Eight or nine?
It was it?
Yeah, I think both. Well, the first game, I know he's hitting.
I'll look in the second game. What's his ownership though?
42%.
Ooh, under 50%.
Yeah,
that's one of our favorites. That's what we like to do on the Sundays. Maybe look at some waivers under 50%. Let's see. I'm pulling up the A's right now.
He hit eight in both games.
You beat me to it, you son of a bitch. Yeah, he did. Robbie Grossman hitting lead out.
Spoiler alert, I'm trying to pick up Robbie Grossman in one of our leagues.
Oh, what about Cole Calhoun, who's going to be filling in there?
That's not bad either. I like
Cole
Calhoun.
I mean, we're talking
and
deep
he's,
options.
Well, he's hitting, like, these are leadoff hitters, too. Calhoun and Grossman both hit leadoff.
Yeah.
Not bad replacements. I mean, it's not like Jared Dyson, you know. You're not trying to pick up or Michael Reed. You know, for the Giants. You're not trying to pick up these losers.
I got one. What about Teoscar Hernandez?
That's another good one.
I like that one. That could be one if you're in a 12, probably a little bit deeper, but maybe even a 12. That might be one of the best options. Teoscar Hernandez was hit third in the first game, fourth in the next game. He got a hit and an RBI in the game. So, I mean, he is now being given the full go-ahead.
Well, I want you to take a guess at what his ownership percentage is on Yahoo.
Teoscar?
Yes.
I bet it's 5%.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, really? I'm good.
5%.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
How is it only 5%?
Yeah, because he wasn't an option until the trade went down. I mean, you would have thought maybe...
It's got to be enough deeper league, so for him to be more than 5% owned.
You know,
he's a borderline 10-man guy now.
This might be a bigger question that we've never tackled, Boggs. I don't think Yahoo is the place for deeper leagues. I'm not sure ESPN is either.
Fantrax is the best for deep leagues.
Well, that's what I was about to say is places like Fantrax and CBS might be much better suited. I mean, I know that is Roto still the number one format for everybody?
Of course.
I mean, all the old people haven't died off yet, so Roto is still there. So it's going to take like 10 more years until it goes head to head.
That caught me off guard. Wow.
So it's still there. So
old people have not died off yet. Woo.
If you're getting the 15, man, then I guess there's still big sample size. Because I guess what I was getting at is like, you know, we will use ESPN and Yahoo. Are they really the best barometer for
people that will listen to this show
and ownership? Well, and ownership, because we have a lot of people that are playing in deeper leagues. And if you go,
what's
and look,
his ownership? Hold on. Teoscar Hernandez ownership on Fantrax. Take a guess now.
Oh, I bet it's 21%.
Much higher.
Ooh, 40?
61%.
Whoa.
Talk about that. That is 56% difference. So, yeah.
I mean, they're going to aggregate their best balls. They're going to, I mean, you also got a lot more dynasties and yeah, the bigger leagues. I mean, maybe if you play in 16 man, you know, going and checking out where the ownership is on Fantrax and stuff might be actually a little bit of a better barometer to know where the pickups are overall, because ESPN and Yahoo, the problem is they're littered with free leagues or littered with leagues that people get out, 10 man leagues. People play their 8 man leagues. Especially, I mean, both of those, you have less people inclined to stick around and really get locked in, where you might in places like NFBC or CBS or Fantrax. Those might be a little bit better barometer. Maybe that's something we should think about into the future. I mean, Yahoo and ESPN are good because they're the biggest platforms. It's good to talk about them, but sometimes it's false. Cause how many times have we done this where we look at the guys under 50% and we're like, what? These guys aren't anywhere.
And to be honest, because I put that together, that's how you stick me with people like Austin Barnes and Kevin Pillar, because those guys are playing well. So they're constantly on the list. And you're like, why are you trying to always get these guys over?
Like, you're always trying to put over Austin Barnes, Bogman.
Never am I trying to put over Austin Barnes. I'm trying to see.
You were trying to put over Kevin Pillar. Don't you lie.
No, I wasn't. I swear to God, I wasn't. Lies. Okay, 4.9% on ESPN for Teoscar. So
that is quite the discrepancy. 5% to 61%.
Yes.
Holy 61%, crap. I'm telling you. Jesus. I think Teoscar.
I'm looking at it right here.
I think Teoscar is a really good option for people to take a look at. If you got hit and you're going to lose Justin Upton for a long time, because you found out about this after your draft. You found out about this as the season started. This is a rude, rude awakening.
100%. Yeah. So I think Teoscar is one of, like, that is a really, really good ad. Apparently not in Fantrax. Can't get him in Fantrax. He's already 61% owned, but you're in Yahoo, you're in ESPN. Well, he's almost up. Certainly available in your league. He's available in 95% of leagues.
Yeah, well, it is a great ad. We already know it's a great ad because everyone was already doing it. So go.
Great ad. Best ad.
Go, I mean, Toronto. It's an unspoken thing, by the way. Go look at bad teams for surprise production. Toronto. Baltimore, Arizona, you know, teams like that where you can pick up good production. All right, there you go. Hey, guess what we're going to do when we come back? We're going to talk about some
football.
We're going to sing Hot Dog Man. We're going to write that song, and we're going to talk about football. Gronk, Jordan Howard, it's all coming up. No grammar.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Welcome to In This League.
I love you.
Ready to party.
That's right. Do it with us over on patreon.com/ITL Army. Party like a rock star? I mean, not really.
Party like a rock star.
Older. You know, that's the thing. We need everybody to continue to grow with us. You know, the drinking has subdued a little bit, and that's okay. That's okay. Let's have, you know, pointed places where we get absolutely S-faced. You know,
we're going older. From shotties to probiotics. Is that what's happening?
Shotties of wheatgrass is what we're trying to do. We're getting older.
We do have shots of wheatgrass.
I am going to be 36 in less than a month.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, your birthday's coming up.
It's a problem. It's a major problem.
It's the 22nd.
Yep. Oh, you remembered.
Look at that.
It was so funny today.
Well, you beat it into my brain over the last month.
I was at my, I was at work, and somebody, Christian Walker.
Yep.
Tied up. Yep. I only see him. I don't see what's happening because I'm online. But I'm at work, and I have one of my employees come in, and he goes, "Hey, I just needed to ask real quick. Are you going to be off the 22nd? And I'm like, yeah, maybe. He's like, oh, okay. I thought so. Cause I know that's your birthday. And I just wanted to make sure for requesting time off. And I just started laughing.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
God,
I was like, wow. I'm like, that is amazing that you know my birthday. And my best friend has no idea what my birthday is. No idea.
Well, that guy probably has all your files. Okay. I don't have your files. That guy probably knows your social security number too.
No, he doesn't. He's my employee. He doesn't have my stuff. He's just a decent person.
Well, apparently you beat it down into his brain, too, to know when your birthday is.
I don't talk about my birthday with those people.
I don't know why you know when my birthday. Why do you know? I have no idea when Chad's birthday is. I know it's in October sometime. He's one of my best friends. Joe's, I don't know what effing month Joe is. I think it's in May.
I've known you. Let me tell you something.
My friend Kate, who we've known since middle school, I know her birthday is 2 weeks after mine because it's 2 weeks after mine.
There's not one person that I don't share blood with that I know that I've known longer in my life than you. So I know your birthday. I'm just a decent guy.
I know Will's birthday is right after yours. When is Will's birthday? The 26th?
Yeah, I don't know. 27th.
I thought you knew.
I don't know, Will's. It's like the 27th, I think.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. Guess what? We're not going to remember any of this crap because we're getting old. I don't remember anything. I'm legit like, well, this is a problem. This is a problem. The birthday is a problem. 36. You want to know? I got something more depressing.
35 is a bigger problem than 36.
No. You know what? I completely disagree. 35, I was okay. 36, that's the beginning of the back half.
No, it's not, stupid. Yeah. The day after you turn 35 is.
No.
The day after you turn 35, you're closer to 40 than you were, then you're closer to 30.
It's all mental. For me,
simple math.
Guess what? I understand the math. What I'm saying is, from a pure
you're
age
the guy arguing
standpoint,
against the bat right now. All I have to do is show you math.
No,
it should be
all
fine.
I'm telling you is, for me personally, 36 is the pure downturn. That's the pure downturn. I'm hitting 40 really close. What made it more depressing was about a week ago, Rob Gronkowski retired, and the guy's 29 years old.
Yeah,
29 years old. He has had he has saved all his money. He's been banging porn stars.
Yeah, didn't he do the bit where he only spent sponsorship money and he never touched his salary?
Only it's spent insane. Money he made in advertising. He's out with porn stars. He's out partying. He's having the best life you can have. He leaves football before
he's hashtag living his best life.
Before he ends up in a wheelchair or doesn't remember what a Gronk smash is, he gets out of football. And guess what he's going to go do? He's probably going to be like the Paris Hilton of dudes. He's going to go get like $100,000 to go do parties in clubs in LA and New York and all that type of stuff.
He should definitely do that and not open his own. It seems like everyone who opens their own is, they're broke a couple months later. Or maybe it's just Vince Young. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just Vince Young.
Well, I mean, a lot of players are broke. So you should I quit following AB on Twitter. But that dude is taking private planes all around the country. He's going to be so broke at the end of his career.
He's going to make
a ton of money.
He's going to be on like NFL Network doing the draft show with Nate Burleson. That'll be Antonio Brown with Nate Burleson trying to figure
out. Well, Nate Burleson never got AB's contract, to be fair. So,
they're going to have about the same amount of money when it's all said and done.
Some people are going to have... Some people have to work for a living,
Yeah, well, not AB. He's going to learn it pretty quick. But it kind of puts stuff into perspective, and it hurt that Gronk retired. I mean, I owned him in a dynasty that I had just traded for him the year before, so that sucked. I kind of thought it was, you know what it felt like to me? The Gronk stuff always felt like the Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger for like 3 years just was like, the retirement stuff. And then all of a sudden, like the year that he's going to retire, he signs a 4-year extension and it's like, oh, okay. It was just nonsense. I thought the Gronk stuff was nonsense. No way did I think he was going to leave without going with Brady, and he's gone. And the tight end position has now just moved to a three-headed monster. And I think there's a pretty dramatic drop off after you've got Kittle, you've got Ertz, and you've got Kelsey. And I think there's a pretty massive drop-off after that.
Are you telling me that you wouldn't put the outlaw Jesse James into that group? He's with Detroit now.
I'm so sorry.
So much better.
Who is the Steelers tight end? I don't even know.
Vance McDonald.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, big guy. Yeah. Yeah, Vance McDonald.
Thunder D.
By the way, how do you order the tight ends? Because I feel like there's a big debate in the top tight ends for this coming season because everyone was like, all right, anointed Zach Ertz is the best tight end, or Kelsey, and everyone else was, I saw a couple of people go, well, George Kittle just like smashed the records for a tight end, and he's featured in this offense. So how exactly is George Kittle not in that conversation as the top tight end? How do you rank him?
I think he definitely is.
He's in the top three, but nobody has him. He's always number three.
I could see him going two over Ertz. I don't think I could see him going over Kelsey because of the fact that, you know, you probably are going to have a suspension with Tyreek Hill. It seems like,
well, I mean,
because he's being investigated for battery right now, like this second.
How is there?
And
not?
By the way, it's funny. If you go into Roto World and see like the stuff that is highlighted for him, like on his page, it's like the Chiefs are discussing a massive extension with Tyreek Hill. And then the next one is Tyreek Hill's being investigated for battery. And the next one is there have been rumblings that Tyreek Hill may be traded. So that's like, how it goes for
what
him.
Is it? Which one is it?
Yeah. So it's for me, I think it's got to be Kelce because of that. They've already lost Kareem Hunt, who was a huge weapon, and you saw him kind of slow down going into the playoffs. And, you know, if they lose Tyreek Hill, either if they trade him or lose him for 6 to 8 games, depending on how the NFL works that out, and if it winds up being during this season that they conclude their investigation, we have no idea how that stuff is going to work. So, and when is TMZ going to put a video out about it? We don't know when that's going to happen.
Am I wrong then that I'm kind of on the opposite? Like, I view, like, do you not look at Travis Kelce?
Kelce's going to get doubled up?
Yeah. I think they've lost so many weapons, and I know they're going to battle through, but I mean, if ever.
Sammy Watkins is still pretty good. I mean, he obviously has health issues always, and I feel like they have to draft. Like, they've interviewed pretty much every running back. Like, I was looking at team meetings for the Chiefs, and they've interviewed a ton of running backs, so they're probably going to draft one.
I'm in a spot where I think that could play a role. I'm not going to be the guy that's like Travis Kelce is going to be bad. There's no way he's going to be awesome. But I kind of want to go Kittle one, but I'm going Ertz, Kittle, and then Kelce.
Ertz, Kittle, and then Kelce.
Yeah, but they're all very extremely close. Like, I just don't see how George Kittle. They're going to take their foot off the brakes with him, or out the gas with him.
I just think, you know, you have a ton of weapons in Philly, right? You have Alshon Jeffrey. They just traded for Jordan Howard. We'll talk about that in a second. They've got Ertz and Goddard is going to be developed for another year. They just traded for D-Jax, and they still have Nelson Aguilar, who was much better than people anticipated. So I just feel like there's a lot of football. There's not a lot there's too many mouths to feed for him to be ranked ahead of those other two guys. Because you'll freely admit that your Niners don't have the best wide receiving core in the league. That's what you want them to draft.
I do.
So I think Kittle's the first look. I think he had, you know, Jimmy G's coming back, and Kelce is the first look as well. Plus they have Patrick Mahomes. So not to knock, Carson Wentz at all. I mean, the guy is a really good player, but Patrick Mahomes was too good last year. I think you get an extra bump for him. So
that's true. I mean, Patrick Mahomes makes the whole team better. It's regardless of the point. But, like, do you think Gronk's retirement really changed the position a bunch? Because Gronk had firmly been behind those guys.
I think Gronk was firmly behind those guys anyway.
But, like, was he any further? Who is number four? Who is the fourth best tight end? Who is Kareem Garcia?
Who is Kareem Garcia? I wouldn't even know right now, like off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can't get it off the top of my head here. Who the?
Hold on, let me look, because I got my war room thing pulled up here.
OJ Howard?
No, Jay Howard. It's definitely not OJ Howard. I know that for sure. Well, of course, this whole thing is freezing. My computer is freezing as we're doing this. But yeah, I mean, it's Gronk would have been that fourth tier alone by himself, I think, if we were looking at everything.
So I'm going through all the teams
today.
Here. Ravens, Bills, Panthers, no. Bears. Oh, Bears have
Trey Burton.
Trey Burton. Okay, mm-hmm. Maybe he's in conversation. Njoku with Browns.
Njoku, like, I see, we just can't. I just don't think he's quite there yet.
Ooh, what about Hunter Henry?
Hunter Henry could be, but there's still some rumblings about possibly getting Antonio Gates back.
Ooh, here's two. Evan Ingram of the Giants, now that Odell Beckham is gone. What about you giving all that?
He's definitely going to take a step up.
He might be a target of mine, too, this year if he comes cheap. I mean, if you want to talk about what you just sold on Travis Kelce, why wouldn't that be the case with him? What about Jared Cook with the Saints?
Jared Cook with the Saints could be a huge weapon as well. So, and OJ Howard taking another step. I'm always going to be an OJ Howard mark.
Here's what we figured out. There is not a great firm number four, which I think is a multitude of questions it leads to. Like, is it better than this year than ever to maybe jump in and get one of those elite guys with how freaking ridiculously elite they are, and then the fall off that happens? Also, you know, how does that span out? And then let me throw this out at you, because you did just release on Friday the War Room, which is all it is it's a draft version of In This League Fantasy Football. It's on the In This League Fantasy Football feed, so go subscribe to it. You dropped the tight end ranks for this upcoming NFL draft, and you have all the feels on a certain tight end in this year's coming NFL draft.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's two super elite ones. Of course, our fantasy value is going to be tied into where they get drafted. Just taking a look on Fantrax, the way that it's ranked here is Kelce, Ertz, Kittle, Ebron with his 15 scores. We forgot about him. So
who?
Eric Ebron. Ebron.
Yeah, he's fine in there. But no, well, I want
13 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's so fine. Whatever, loser. I want you to talk about your guy, Noah Fant.
Noah Fant. Noah Fant coming out is going to be an incredible mismatch.
This is going to be O.J. Howard 2.0. If people remember Bogman talking about O.J. Howard, it was nauseating. This is I think it's going to be worse.
He might be better than O.J. Howard. So, and to be honest, T.J. Hockenson is just as good as Noah Fant, probably. I think there's a little bit of a weakness in Noah Fant's game as far as like inline blocking goes. I think Hockenson's more complete. And it's not really a weakness for Noah Fant. It's just like he does everything else really great, and he does this one thing just okay. You know, like he can inline block. He's not Jimmy Graham or anybody like that. So, but he is going to be an absolute disaster match-wise. And if the Patriots traded up to get him, I think that he might go in the top five tight ends. Seriously, if he gets drafted, like if the Patriots trade up, if he slips for whatever reason and the Patriots take him and they don't sign someone else and they don't draft another guy, you know, to kind of replace him, I think that Noah Fant could be going very, very, very high in this year's draft.
I mean, that's an incredibly aggressive
statement.
Maybe we're
putting Trey Burton ahead of him. Maybe David Njoku and Evan Ingram. But
I mean, that would knock
him
down.
He's in the mix.
I mean, if he's a top 12, if he's a top 12 guy, that's what makes it interesting.
I think he's a top 12 regardless of where he's drafted.
But when's the last time a rookie tight end has panned out? Like, I remember us having these conversations about O.J. Howard and David Njoku, and they just didn't pan out. When's the last time a rookie tight end actually pans out? Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time. So I don't even know if that was his rookie year, his best year, Jimmy Graham. So it's been a while. I understand what you're saying, but we haven't seen too many prospects like Noah Fant. Like I said, he's probably better than OJ, and OJ is probably the best guy in the last, you know,
the juice,
10 years. Well, let's take OJ back. Let's take OJ back for OJ Howard. How about that?
Yeah, I'm not sure he's the guy that takes it back. I'm not sure he's the guy that takes back OJ.
Yeah, it was Jimmy Graham's second year, by the way, because 2010 he only had 31 catches for 356 yards, and his 2011 99 for 1310 and 11 scores. So it was his second year and that was by far his best year. He hasn't cracked 1,000 yards receiving since then. So he had 16 touchdowns. I'm sorry, in 2013 he had 1215 and 16. That was his best year. Oh, my bad.
But, Rob Gronkowski, Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think he's easily in the Hall of Fame. He's got all those rings. He's got all kinds of receiving records as far as tight ends go. You know, Tony Gonzalez is still the best tight end ever.
Yeah.
We talked about that on the Black Book with Joe.
Yeah, he was like, I remember I was like, this is easy, Tony Gonzalez still.
Yeah.
But Gronk is in that conversation.
Right, yeah. You know, Gronk is definitely, he's in the conversation for number two, I would say.
Then one more, since we're actually having a tight end conversation, which is amazing. You take the top three. Tell me the guy. Now, you're not saying he will, but tell me the one player. It could be a rookie, or it could be just somebody that's in the class that is outside the top three that has the best shot to join the top three, to join Ertz, Kelce, and Kittle. If you had to pick one tight end in the NFL, and like you could pick Fant if you want, who's the guy this coming season that could jump in and be in the mix of a top four?
I pick Jared Cook. Jared Cook with the Saints, just because how the offense revolves around passing. And I think it wouldn't probably necessarily be with receptions and yards. It'd probably be with scores. So I think Cook is probably the guy.
Okay, I like that one. I kind of want to lean to say O.J. Howard, just because sky's still the limit. But you know what I'm going to go with Evan Engram. I'm going to go with Evan Engram opening up, being a big focal point of the offense this go-around. And that's going to be my pick.
All right. Evan Engram.
You're like, all right, great. Let's move on.
Well, I know we got to move to break.
Well, so. We do. When we come back, we'll talk about the trade. The Eagles traded for a running back. And maybe throw a little bit in. I don't know if we talked about this last week, but Kyler Murray's kind of locked in. Like, legit locked in. Like, there are reports that Josh Rosen is going to get traded. And
There's other reports, though.
Break some news to me. All right, well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about Kyler Murray. Let's talk about the NFL running back trade that went down for the Eagles. It's all coming up, so don't go anywhere. Final segment. Don't leave.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends is
in this league.
In the dark.
Friends also know friends' birthdays. Did you know that?
Oh, whatever. When's my birthday again?
January 15th.
All right.
Pretty easy one.
Mm-hmm.
It's middle of the month.
Name another friend who you're friends with, Will, and
I'm not friends with anybody else. I don't like anybody else. Anybody else's birthday.
What's your wife's birthday?
July 5th.
All right.
Any others? I know my family, Bogman.
I don't know my cat's birthday, so.
I don't either. Isn't that sad?
I like gave them birthdays. We all did.
Yeah. We did the same thing. My dog, Toby, which, by the way, anybody that's wondering out there, a lot of wonderful people help kind of support his stuff. His birthday is in April. We gave it to him because we don't know. We don't exactly know.
Did you just get him in April, so his birthday's in April?
I think we got him. I don't remember when we got him, but what they did was, let's just for argument's sake, when we got him, they said, oh, he's 3 months old. Well, we backtracked it, and it was sometime in April. So
okay.
We gave him.
That's what I did with my
yeah,
cat,
exactly. So we gave him an April, and he's doing good, and he's on chemo, and he's rocking. And my wife, we had this, longstanding thing. She was like, really want to get him to his next birthday. And,
that's coming up.
Crazy thing, Monday that'll come down. So, so we have, I actually don't know my other dog's birthday, though. I think it's like July or something like that. So.
Please tell me that you don't do things for your dog's birthday, right?
No.
Absolutely. You go, oh, happy birthday, Toby, and then, you move on, right?
Yeah, we just move on. My wife one time, which is actually a great moment for my birthdays, because I get celebrated 0.0% at any cost. No celebration. The biggest celebration I got, and it was a great one because it sticks out to me, was I came home one day and my wife had put party hats on the dogs. And they were waiting for me. And the dogs actually let it stay on. And that was a great moment. But that's about it. That's about all that we have celebrated, dogs and me, on a birthday, was them wearing hats.
I see. So I adopted my cats, on my birthday. It was, my birthday present for my mom that year. So I was paying, the adoption fees. So, which wound up being double, because I went to get one and wound up with two, of course. Because, you had an animal shelter and... it's like if they would have shown me one more, I would have been like, I'll take that one, too. Just put it in the car.
Just put them all in the bag.
Put them all in this bag. So
you want to donate a dollar? Yeah, whatever. Just give me more cats.
Just give me more cats. So, in fact, someone, our guy Kendall, suggested that instead of going to Carl's Jr., I just adopt a new cat after every loss. So,
I would be fantastic.
I said I'm creepy enough with two cats. So,
what would the pet deposit fee be at your apartment for 87 cats?
It would be like Mike Trout's contract. It would be the same. It would be the same amount.
You'd literally have to just have a house so you could be creepy cat guy in a house. You couldn't do it.
Right. Exactly. And that's more about just feeding all the strays around. No one can have, you know, 80 cats.
Yeah, all right, so. Mark Maron. You're getting a little,
too much, exactly. Boomer Lives, and also Frank and Jim and every one of these cats. They just have normal people's names, so I run out of cute names.
So. That's right, yeah. The first three cats are like, yeah, you know, all the cat names, and then it's
Skittles,
like Bob,
and Hot Dog, Skittles. And all the like the every Starburst, Butterfinger, you
Dr.
know.
Angel Face,
Dr. Angel Face, that's what I used to call Clementine.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's just like Bob, Frank, Tom.
Right. Yeah,
cat.
This is my favorite cat, Jim. I always have. He's always in plaid. This cat, but. No, when I went, they said, Sadie's about a year old. So I'm like, okay, that's my birthday then. That's easy. And then Captain's about a year and a half. So I was like, all right, he's the captain, and he was born on the 4th of July. How about that?
There you go. Get a third cat.
I just
cat.
Completely made it up. So.
Cat'll be Dan. Look, this is Dan. Dan's a good guy. John.
Yeah, Dan. Yep.
Dan and John, new cats. We went to break. Final segment. Let's not talk about cats the whole time. Or birthdays, even though friends do know birthdays. The Eagles. What has happened, by the way, that I don't know why any team has a 6th-round pick. If you can just get defensive tackles and defensive player, or how about, I don't know, a starting running back of Jordan Howard's caliber for a 6th-round pick, why does anybody keep that pick?
Why wouldn't anybody give up a 3 and a 5 for AB, you know?
Yeah, I look at, I don't even care the 49ers have Tevin Coleman and McKinnon and they signed Breida. If it cost a 5th-round pick to get Jordan Howard, why wouldn't you do that? I would spend a 5th-round pick just to C-block the rest of the NFL so no one else would have him.
Right.
Why are these guys so cheap? I think it's a fantastic move by the Eagles bringing in Jordan Howard. How is that not an absolutely killer move?
It's fine.
Why are you about to crap on this?
I'm not. I don't know how excited we should be about a running back going to Philly because of the way Philly has used running backs.
Do you think they're going to use him the same? Do you think they're going to use Jordan Howard with Josh Adams and Wendell Smallwood?
Yeah. Corey Clement's going to get in there some more. Josh Adams is going to get in there. These guys are going to be used.
Most of that loser.
Right. I mean, thank God Jay Ajayi is a free agent. Or else it would be Howard and Ajayi and all the rest of these losers.
I don't know, man.
And they'll probably draft someone. They'll probably draft someone, too. Like, every single mock before this trade had them taking Josh Jacobs in the 1st round out of Alabama, who's, probably the consensus number one running back. Some people may have David Montgomery up there, but I think that it's Josh Jacobs by a decent margin. So now they probably won't be taking a running back with that 1st pick, but I guarantee you they'll take someone else in the draft.
I mean, I get your point. It could almost be like Carlos Hyde. Remember Carlos Hyde came off that incredible year, like 60 something catches with the 49ers. And then he goes to the Browns and he just becomes kind of an afterthought. Like he's there for fodder while they bring in other guys.
Yeah, traded to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
In the middle of the year.
Maybe that's right. I don't know. To me, it just looks like such a great fit. Jordan Howard over there. I mean, he can catch the ball a little bit.
Well, it looks like a great fit because Jordan Howard has been successful with the Bears, and we haven't had a successful running back with the Eagles for a while. And it's just, the Bears signed Mike Davis. So is that what they're going to go with? Like, I guess right now, but the Bears could be drafting someone as well. And they're going to have Cohen and Mike Davis and someone else. Last year, I'm looking at Jordan Howard's stats, 935 rushing yards, 9 touchdowns, 20 catches for 145 yards in 16 games.
I mean, I don't see how the Eagles don't even try to establish yourself with Jordan Howard, your first 2 downs, and then bring in one of these other idiots. Bring in Josh Adams as your 3rd down back.
But even if they do, even if they do establish Jordan Howard, right, is he really going to be that valuable? We just went over all of the all of the stupid weapons that they have there. They got 2 tight ends who are gigantic and big in the red zone, Alshon Jeffrey, Aguilar, and D-Jax. So
are you not in on
weapons.
Him? Are you not going to be in on Jordan Howard?
I am not going to be on Jordan Howard. No.
Really?
Probably not. I mean, I'll draft him for sure. I think
that's
he finished
what I mean by being in on him.
Well, yeah, but I won't be targeting him is what I mean. I'm not going to, like, take him off my draft list or anything. But I think he'll probably go down here with, like, Peterson. To be honest, I know you're going to laugh at this. I think him and Crowell, unless the Raiders draft someone, are probably going to be close to the same type of a value. The Raiders have nobody. They just signed Crowell, and they said Lynch isn't in their plans, and they have DeAndre Washington.
I think they're drafting someone.
And I think they are,
too. I think they're spending a high pick on a running back.
I think they are, too. I would take Jordan Howard over, Deion Lewis. I would take him over Aaron Jones, guys like that.
I agree with all that.
But I don't know. I think he's going to be like RB20.
Would you take Jordan Howard, or better yet, would you take any of the 49ers running backs over Jordan Howard?
Yeah, I think I would, because both? They use those guys. Yeah, and they don't have, George Kittle they have as a weapon, but I think you would go for McKinnon. I think I want Coleman first, clearly. But I think McKinnon and Howard, I think, would be close.
Okay, how about this one? How about Devontae Freeman versus Jordan Howard?
Freeman.
Okay, but how far off are those guys? Because I'm not sure Jordan Howard probably, and Devontae Freeman are that far off, and I bet the cost might be two rounds.
Probably not as far off as my instant answer was,
yeah.
But I think it's enough to where I would definitely take Freeman.
If we were doing
they could be drafting somebody, too. Because Ito Smith is, I like Ito Smith a lot, but I think there's plenty of running backs in this draft that would be a nice complimentary back next to Freeman.
All right, so how about this then? You just dropped it. I highly suggest everybody go check out all the pods that you did. You put a lot of work into this. Obviously, it's taken you a year and a half, and it's going to be perfect. Bogman is perfect.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it condescendingly. You do. You do a killer job. You put it into it.
Well, don't say perfect. I mean, I'm a slob. Don't forget that.
Okay. So there are an episode for each one of them. So they're going to be good stuff. The running back one, which I think was dropped on Tuesday. You've been working on your ranks. We're going to have a list over on Patreon just for our Patreon subscribers to actually see the NFL draft for fantasy lists that they're going to be able to view this coming week, which is pretty awesome. Talk to me about a couple of the running backs that are going to be available. Talk to me about their value, and obviously their value is going to adjust a little bit. How many times have we had like the number 7 running back go into an incredible spot and come up to like number 2, like Ronald Jones or something? But give me a couple guys that you're really in on that are better options, you think, than Jordan Howard, assuming they're in a decent situation.
Well, I think Daryl Henderson could definitely be one of those guys. He's not going to touch the ball a lot, but he is unbelievably explosive. If you watch him at Memphis, he has he's just super long ass runs. He would be the definition of a home run hitter, and he got compared to James White. So probably a receiving back, probably a better option in PPR leagues.
And you said Daryl Henderson?
Daryl Henderson from Memphis, yes.
Okay.
And then Devin Singletary from FAU. This guy was a touchdown machine. He was like number 1, number 2 overall pick in college fantasy football the last couple of years. And he's a really, really good running back. He's not complete by any stretch of the imagination, but he's really good. And he's small. He's 5'7.5", but he's still 203 pounds. And I love his confidence, because when they asked him about his size, he said, "I'm the same size as Barry Sanders."
Oh, I like that. That's a good pull.
A couple more complete backs. Miles Sanders from Penn State. I think the big knock on him would be experience, because he was behind Saquon for so long. But he's complete. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can do everything. So if he went to a situation where they desperately need a running back, if he went to Oakland, I think that'd be a great fit. And the same deal with Miles Gaskin out of Washington. I like him a lot, too.
But what about like Josh Jacobs?
Well, Jacobs is the number one. I think he could go into wherever he gets drafted. I think he's going to take that job. So hopefully he doesn't end up like Rashad Penny, and be a first round pick. And then here comes Chris Carson back to blow the doors off of everybody. Mm. But, Philly was the place that he was getting mocked to a ton of times. And I think that would have made sense before Jordan Howard. But how about how about Oakland? How about Tampa Bay? How about the Colts?
If Jacobs was in Philly, you would want Jacobs over Howard?
Yeah. 100%.
Okay, 100%.
100%. If Josh Jacobs goes to Kansas City, I would just, it's spooky ghost.
Is it first round?
Sweet. Well, maybe not first round. Maybe, they trade back up into the second or something.
Well, no, I'm saying value, fantasy. Like, is he a first round? Like, are you talking, ooh, say, well, you said you're getting all excited here. Saquon was, five overall in his rookie season.
A lot of good running backs still. I don't know if he's first round, but he would definitely be the first running back off the board the first rookie off the board, regardless of where anybody else landed.
Okay.
Like, Josh Jacobs goes to Kansas City, Indianapolis, one of those two.
Jacobs goes to Kansas City. Jacobs or Fournette? Stuffy. you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because I know you love a Fournette, but
oh,
it's
God,
the Deggy Wars.
Probably Fournette.
Nah,
still.
You
a mark.
Lying SOB.
I might be, but they don't have anything behind Fournette in Jacksonville.
I don't believe you.
they don't. And I think you said it before. They love Williams in Kansas City, and they just got Hyde. So while I think Jacobs would do more than enough to beat those guys out, I mean, there is just trash behind Leonard Fournette. So I think he's still going to get a ton of the run, even with his injury history. I mean, they need to draft someone, too. They need to get a better backup. So because Yeldon's gone. So they need to do something in Jacksonville. But as it stands right now, I think I'm still on Leonard Fournette, which I know there are people just swearing up and down that they'll never draft Fournette. So,
yeah, I'm one of them. What about Jordan Howard with the Eagles versus Tariq Cohen in Chicago?
Tariq Cohen.
Okay. Is Tariq going to be a feature back, though?
No. I mean, like I said, they have Mike Davis, and they're probably going to draft someone as well. So I don't know that he's going to be a feature back, but he's going to get most of the run there, I would say. And I think he's the main reason that Jordan Howard got flipped. So is Tariq Cohen. And our guy Emory Hunt always thought that he could be a three down back. I don't know if I buy into that because of the size, but he could definitely do more than he has. So
let me drop one quick question for you. And, we've got a month till the NFL draft. We'll be covering it right here on this show on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and over on In This League. We'll probably have a draft special leading up to it. So be on the lookout for all that cool stuff if you're an In This League guy. But we've only got about a minute here. I'm just curious. In the first four rounds, let's say a 12-man, so top 48, how many rookies from this class do you think are top four-round fantasy values? And it's very subjective. Don't think too hard into it, because obviously situation is going to adjust all of this. Okay, cool. Three. Who are those three?
It'd be Jacobs, Montgomery, and whichever one of the top three wideouts, top five or six wideouts really, lands in the best spot. So
okay, so probably Metcalf or Henry.
Yeah, if Metcalf landed in a place where he can be a number one, or Harry, lands in a place where he can be a number one. Kansas City would be a great spot for those guys if Hill got suspended.
Well, so one thing to be on the lookout for, because I'm fascinated with all these guys, is look out for that list. So patreon.com/ITL Army, coming week here, you're going to see Bogman's rank for all these guys positionally and how that's going to work for fantasy wideouts. Because there's a slew of them, as you're alluding to, DJ Metcalf, N'Keal Harry, AJ Brown. There's a whole bunch more. The running backs are going to be very divisive this year. And of course, there's Kyler Murray stuff. We didn't even talk about the Kyler Murray stuff, Boggs. We forgot.
Yeah, well, the thing I was going to say is the Cardinals have a meeting with Nick Bosa like next week. So. Oh,
well, I think they've got to,
got to do their due diligence.
Got to do some due diligence there. But the reports are out there that Kyler Murray is their guy and they are going to trade Josh Rosen.
You just can't trust anything that they say right now.
That's true.
It's all smoke screens.
But 49ers on the clock. Let's go. Second pick. I got to be excited about something. It's not the Diamondbacks. Yep.
Can't
do that. Follow us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports, over to thisleague.com. Hey, thanks for so much for listening to us and listening every single week. You know how to consume all the products, so do that. Until next time, later.
For you.